The Pope's address to Congress is tomorrow, and if his speeches in Washington today are an indication, Alaska's congressional delegation is likely to hear the pontiff say things they disagree with. This is especially true for U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, who says he's not convinced human activity is a major cause of climate change. APRN's Liz Ruskin spoke to Sullivan this afternoon about the Pope's visit.
Sullivan describes himself as a lifelong Catholic, and he's getting a double dose of the Pope this week. He called from Catholic University, a few miles north of Capitol Hill, where the senator, with thousands of other people, was waiting for the Pope to appear and celebrate Mass.
If you saw where we are right now, we're a nation of believers. You see people of all different faiths and creeds out in this audience right now, and I think it's just very exciting.
At the White House in the morning, the Pope devoted about a third of his speech to climate change. The Pope says it's a problem that can't be left to future generations.
When it comes to the care of our common home, we are living at a critical moment of history. We still have time to make the change needed.
Sullivan says he hears that and more.
Well, look, I mean, I listen to what he has to say. A lot of his message, though, is about the sanctity of life and taking care of the least fortunate in society, which is a long-held conviction and belief of the Catholic Church.
Sullivan says it's important to listen to all of the Pope's messages and beyond that to what the Pope represents.
Particularly the issues of the most vulnerable in society and focusing on that.
Well, does that affect you as a senator? Since when he talks about it, he's not just talking about charity, he's talking about political leaders taking action to reform our systems.
Well, I think, again, if you listen to the message, it's a little... Oh, there's Jeb Bush. I think the media is trying to make it very selective, right? The teachings are much broader.
Sullivan says he hopes the Pope learns from America, too. The senator says the Pope should see that, unlike in Europe, American churches are still full on Sundays.
And we're a nation that... probably has done more than any other country in the world through a market-based economy, raising people out of poverty in ways that no other country in the history of the world has done.
Sullivan believes in reducing federal regulation and growing the economy, which he has offered as a solution to the nation's budget woes and the way to help Alaska's poor get off welfare. If the Pope were to learn that from America, it would be an about-face. The pontiff, in an encyclical letter this year, urged people to reject a magical conception of the market, which would suggest that problems can be solved simply by an increase in the profits of companies or individuals. But the Pope's visit challenges politicians of all stripes, on the right for their economic and environmental policies, on the left for their support of legal abortion. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, a Republican presidential candidate, divides the message. Rubio told Fox News that, as a Catholic, he believes the Pope on theological matters.
He's infallible in those decisions. That does not extend to political issues like the economy.
Rubio says when the Pope talks politics, he's just a person. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.